Hola, guapas gentes. You know, funny thing, I actually started recording this episode and then my timer went off and it stopped me because it was reminding me to record the episode. So your girl is doing way well, if you wondered or cared. I am currently watching the sunset. Well, the sun already set, but the skyline from the sunset, because where I live or stay is, it's so pretty to see the sunrise and the sunset. So that's what I'm doing while listening to this episode, recording this episode. Y'all, update for my life. I am doing really well. God is so good to me. And a lot of y'all know that a closed chapter for me has occurred. A lot of closed chapters have occurred for me. I'm officially graduated. I am done with my undergrad stuff that I need to do, my prerequisites, all the things. And track is officially over. I'm no longer an athlete, which I talked about recently. And I thought that that transition would have been harder for me, but the Lord is so good in showing me that there's a new chapter opening. There's different stories. There's different things that God wants to do in my life. And so while it hurt a little bit to close that, that means that he's just leading me to a new place and guiding me. So life has been good. I've gotten to see a lot of people this past week, and I got to see family and friends, and just it made me feel so full. And so I'm just so grateful that God has me in a family and around people that are so fruitful in my life and so beneficial to my growth and so kind and so encouraging. So y'all need to get you some friends and family, if you don't have it, that uplift you and are honest with you and want the best for you, because it definitely makes a difference in the things that you do in your life and the things that you accomplish, because you know that people are on your side, which also God is always on your side. So know that you always have a cheerleader in your corner. With that being said, with knowing that my family, my community, everybody brings fruitfulness in my life, this episode is about flowers and the fruit in our lives. And I know that this series was all about Mayflowers and how we started with the seed that turned into the roots, then turned into the sprouts or the stems. And now we're in the flower moment of when God shows the world what you're made of and when God uses what he instilled in you to bless others. And so this episode is all about using your gift, using all the things that were created from you, believing in faith and that seed of faith, to be able to spread it to others and to use that flower moment as a new moment to plant something in someone else, to be a light for someone else, to be an encouragement or a starting point or a reference point for somebody else. So we are going to get into it. Y'all, fun little funny fact that y'all probably don't need to know. I left my computer at home, and so I had to do the pen and paper method with recording this episode, because I record the episodes on my phone and then I usually read off on my laptop with notes that I'm doing. But since I don't have my laptop, I had to print out the notes so that I could read it to you. Old pen and paper. Well, not pen and paper, ink and paper. And I had to find creative ways to do things because life keeps going, and I'm not going to not do a podcast episode because I don't have my computer. So, the Lord is good. So if you hear rattling of paper, just don't judge a girl. Know that she was well prepared for y'all and she just wants the best for y'all. Okay. So I just want to start with a bunch of lingering messages that God has continued to reiterate in my life. I took a social media fast for about a week, and I'm officially off by the time I post this episode. I did it from Wednesday to Wednesday because I felt that with the transition of track ending and me finding out who I am outside of an athlete and me finding out who I am outside of a college student, that I just needed time with the Lord to say, like, hey, God, what is life all about? You know, obviously it's not all about athletics. It's not all about getting a degree. And so the Lord took time with me and allowed me to just read and to feel the wind and to sit outside and to go on a walk and to work out and to understand that life is all about the simple things. Life is all about the laughter when you talk to a close friend, about the hugs that you have when you see a family member. It's all about the warm taste of a coffee or tea or a good drink on a day when it's been hot or cold. It's just life is all about the reminders of God's love, and God's love shows up in the fruitfulness of our lives, and it shows up in the way that we carry ourselves, because you don't know who you're impacting or affecting by just breathing. And sometimes you are doing others a service by making sure that you're good so that you can get a restart moment or a reboot moment before you get back into the world. And so that was exactly what my social media fast was. It was me resetting my mind and my brain so that I could show up for others better, because I was just going through emotions and navigating. God, okay, I know that you have the next step for me, but I'm still scared and I'm still kind of finding myself. I believe that you don't truly know who you are until you meet Christ. Like, each day we're finding out more about ourselves, and that's the whole beauty of life. But anywho, I'm off of my little soapbox. The lingering messages that God has been on my mind, or has had on my mind for a while, is that it's not about me. That's very humbling. Like, this life is not about me. This world is not about me. God has billions of children to worry about, and you are just as important as any other child. God is not like man. So you thinking that your problem is not big enough for God is a lie. You take all of your things to God, you give it to Christ, you lay it at the cross because God hears your cry. But you have to understand that when you go through things, it's for a greater purpose. It's for His glory to be revealed. It's for people to be encouraged, because when somebody knows that you've been through something rough, use an example, if somebody knows that you've been through heartbreak and you're on the other side of it where you don't even think about that boy or that girl anymore, if somebody is currently in a heartbreak and they know that you've been through it, then they look to you for help. They look to you for encouragement. And so instead of seeing your suffering moments as vain, you should see it as, God, you're using me to encourage others, and you're using me to show that your love is real enough to heal me. And so life is about Jesus and others, and life is about love ultimately. And you know what love is by Corinthians, where it talks about love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, it does not keep records of wrong, and God is love. And so sacrifice and selflessness are what love is, and it doesn't make sense all the time, and it requires action. Like, for example, I go home a lot, and home is about 5 hours away from me from school, and it doesn't make sense to go home every 2 weeks or to go home once a month, but that's love. I love my family enough to go see them because they truly do make my life better. And it's worth making the sacrifice of driving 5 hours and spending gas money, because it refreshes me. And it shows that the love that I feel for my family and the warmth and the happiness and the refreshment, or the refreshness that I feel from going to see my family, does not compare to the money spent or to the miles driven to get there. So you know that even though life is supposed to be about Christ, when we live in the Spirit and give to others, God is so kind that He gives back to us due to our obedience, our trust, and our love for Him. So when this episode being about the flowers and about the fruit in our lives that happen, and when you get the blessing that God has told you about, I want to give an example. So a flower moment example is that a track Olympian receives the gold medal, and it seems as if that one race led him or her there, but it was also that one race does not lead that person to get the gold medal in the Olympics. It's 5 years of training. It's 10 years of training. It's countless practices where you died. And so I say that because we look at our seed moments or our root moments when we're praying to God over the blessing or over the promise, when we are crying to God, when we are staying up late nights to make sure that dream comes into fruition, when we're putting those faith and those works together, but it's just taking a little time, or people don't see the time that we put in. When you get to that gold moment per se, that's a buttload worth of time that you put in there, and now people get to see the fruition of it. It's not as if that gold medalist just went out there and never practiced and got to that moment. It was that they took multiple moments to get there. And so I want you to know that your multiple moments, or your countless nights of staying up late, or countless times of being consistent even when you don't see the likes, or not receiving all the encouragement in the world and doing it just because of the voice of God, which is enough to start the bold plan that God has for you, that it's going to come in fruition. And so when people see what God has done, you are not shocked because you knew what God told you a year ago, 2 years ago about that dream. You were just waiting for everybody else to see it. And so the true goal as Christians is to bring heaven to earth. And we bring heaven to earth by being loving and by showing what love is. And so I'm going to go into scripture. I know I did a lot of talking initially, but I want to talk about how God wants us to use the fruit in our lives to encourage others. So we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And it says, "And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds and over the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." So I know so many people quote the verse to be fruitful and multiply and they're thinking children, you know, but that also means being fruitful and multiplying and making disciples and being encouraging and being inspiring. And you make being fruitful and multiply could be from, knowing that somebody's going through a tough time. And so you take them out for ice cream. That's an example of being fruitful and multiplying because you're making somebody's day better and you're using your compassion, your empathy, your love to show that they're not alone. And so that's being fruitful, multiplying in community. So not just being fruitful, multiplying is telling you to have all the kids in the world, but to just use the love and the joy that God has given you to spread it to others. So once you get through your seed moment and you become a flower or you become the fruit, the whole core purpose is to plant that again into someone else. Because story time, my grandmother makes amazing vegetables and plants. And so she gave me some peaches. Y'all, I ate that peach. It was so juicy and it was so great. Interesting thing about the peach is that I could plant the seed again and make some more peaches. And so that's all what I'm trying to describe about this episode. When you become the fruit or you become the flower and you're getting the success and you're getting the notoriety or the time or whatever that goal was, if you get the result from that, the reward from that, the reward should be planted again for God's glory for someone else. So once you find the cheat code, you give that cheat code to others and you help them in that process of understanding that this life is much bigger than the success. The life is about making sure that others feel loved and that they're encouraged to know that we are no different from one another. God is just choosing to use us. So the next little scripture that I'm going to look at is John 15, and I am going to read as I go and stop because I thought that I was going to do the whole section, but I'm going to read a little bit. So this is John 15. I'm starting in verse 1. It says, "I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing." So I'm going to leave it there. We read from verse 1 to verse 5 in John 15. I wanted to highlight that scripture because when we are close or planted or in connection as a flower, when you're in connection to the root and the soil and the stem, you realize that all of them work together to make sure that it becomes a plant or it becomes a flower or a fruit. With that, if you cut or uplifted the root, the fruit wouldn't produce anymore because it doesn't have the source from the ground. And so that's what Jesus was saying in chapter 15 of John. He was saying that when you stay in close connection with me, you'll be able to know what you're supposed to do for that big old dream in your heart. You're going to know the people to call for that big old dream in your heart. You're going to know the timing of things. When you stay connected to me, I will reveal when it's time. I will reveal who you need to be around, and I will reveal why I need you to do it. And I also will reveal the people that you need to mentor or impact on the way. And so I say that all to you, that the fruit is not all about you. The fruit impacts you because God is so good and he's so merciful to allow you to receive the reward. But also he wants us to realize that without him, we couldn't have gotten to where we wanted to get to. So without God, I couldn't have gotten into college. Without God, I couldn't have felt joy. Without God, I couldn't have gotten through my heartbreak. And so when you understand that God and Jesus with the Holy Spirit is the true vine, you understand that we need each other, and that because God is love, and we see that in his people, that when we receive love and we give love, that's essentially us giving fruit. And that's essentially us showing that our fruit moments are evident and God is so merciful. And so last little scripture from this episode is Galatians 5 verses 22 through 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So do you want to know how somebody is fruitful? Are they patient? Are they kind? Are they peaceful? Are they happy, joyful? Happy and joyful are not the same thing. Are they joyful, which means that they're very content despite circumstance? Are they loving? Are they good? Are they faithful? Are they gentle? Do they have self-control? Can they keep their mouth together when they're upset? Or are they unable to control their temper when they get upset? That's a true testament of if somebody really is representing Christ well and also is mature and spiritually mature. And so last little bit, I want to keep this under 20 minutes, is that God is love. The fruits of the Spirit that are produced in us are more for our character development rather than the money in the bank account, rather than the followers on social media. And so I want you to know that while the fruit in our lives may be more followers, it may be more money, it more be more attention, that the true fruit that is important to God is kindness and love and compassion and gentleness and self-control. And with God and staying in connection to that vine and staying in connection to his word and reading it and really understanding how it changes your life, you're able to use that fruit to produce something again. So it's all a cycle. Once you get to the seed that grows the roots, that goes to the sprout, that goes to the fruit moment or the flower moment, you use the seed from that flower to plant it again. And so I want you to know that the seed does not have to be money. The seed does not have to be more followers. The seed could just be to honor God. And in that process of just reading the word daily or listening to the word daily or going to godly community, that could be your seed that turns into you leading a Bible study that encourages others. And leading a Bible study or being in a Bible study is also a moment where you're able to plant the seed again, because you're teaching people about the gospel and you're encouraging them to know that heartbreak, grief, suffering, death has not overcome the world, but Jesus has overcome the world. And so nothing is too great for him. He loves you no matter the circumstance, and he's able to heal, he's able to restore, and he's able to give hope too. And so when you use the hope that God has given you to give it to others, that's when you're planting the seed again and you're showing that the fruit has shown up in your life. So that was all I have for y'all beautiful people. I'm still selling sweatshirts and shirts. Just contact me. I'm just figuring out life right now because summer is summering. Summer is summering. I don't think that's a term, but we're going to use it. And just to stay true to yourself, who you are in Christ. And if you give him the time and the space to work in you, he will. God doesn't come into an empty home. He knocks on the door and he waits for you to let him in. And when you let him in, he does his thing. He's a gentleman. So know that God can change and he loves you and he's always there for you. You're not alone. As always, know that you're loved, you're so valued. I love you. Thank you for listening to this beautiful episode, and love God, love people.